Forest and Bird is calling for a moratorium on new mines on public conservation land. The government has not supported the Green Party's member bill, the Crown Minerals Prohibition of Mining Amendment Bill, which had its first reading yesterday. Forest and Bird says the government has failed on its promise to end new mines on conservation land. Nicola Toki is the Chief Executive of Forest and Bird and is with me now. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Why do you want a moratorium?
Well, I think what we're trying to do here is understanding that the government has said they need a bit of time to get their sort of policy ducks in a row here. We want to help them be successful with their promise to New Zealanders in 2017, where the now Dame Jacinda Ardern, via the speech from the throne, said there will be no new mines on public conservation land. And we know that this is something that New Zealanders want. If they can't support the members' bill that went to Parliament last night, then we want to support them to get themselves tidy by insisting that they have a moratorium to give them that time. And we've got precedent for that. So back in the early 2000s, when aquaculture was becoming, you know, quite a big thing in terms of the demand for it, the government put a two-year moratorium in place on any new aquaculture developments, which gave them space to sort out their policy concerns. So there's an opportunity for them to do the right thing here and get that started.
So you say since 2017, a total of 78 mining access arrangements on conservation land have been granted. Has there been any actual mining on the conservation land or just, you know, granted arrangements?
So those arrangements include everything from mining permits, prospecting permits, exploration permits, as well as access, right? And I think that's quite important for listeners and New Zealanders to understand, as we all think that the public conservation land that is managed on our behalf to be looked after for its natural
values. So with those permits, are they fossicking in there?
Well, it depends on where they are. So, for example, in Glenorchy, they're doing exploratory drilling for tungsten. They're doing gold exploration in
on conservation land.
Correct. And there have been permits granted across Northland, Rotorua, and the West Coast to an Aussie mining billionaire kind of magnate. And so we're saying, hang on a minute, that public conservation land is precious not just for the natural values, but actually in the face of climate change, not really a good look for us to be digging up, for example, great spotted kiwi habitat in order to contribute to the climate challenge.
Nicola Toki, that is the Chief Executive of Forest and Bird. Thank you very much for coming on the show.